Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 Himachal Futuristic Communications Limited conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit. Please, over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and thank you everyone for joining us for this call. In this call, we have Mr. Nahata, Promoter and Managing Director of the company, Mr. V.R. Jain, CFO, Mr. Manoj Baid, Company Secretary, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, Head Investor Relations. So without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Mr. Nahata for the opening remark, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Technical glitch at the end of the conference agency, which has caused this delay. I'm truly sorry for that. Good afternoon once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to HFCL's earnings call for the third quarter and nine months ended December 31st, 2023, of financial year 2024. I truly appreciate and express my gratitude to all of you for making it to today's earnings call of the company. I'm sure that you got a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and investor presentation, which are available on the website of the company and also on the website of stock exchanges. To begin with, I would like to express immense satisfaction in witnessing the resilience of Indian economy. India's growth story remains intact despite a subdued global growth outlook. Global economy is set for weakest half-decade performance in the last three decades, said the World Bank in a recent report, and warned that global growth in 2024 is set to slow for a third year in a row. Amidst this, Indian growth story is promising, and World Bank sees India retaining the fastest-growing major economy title. It forecasts a growth rate of 6.4% in FY25, accelerating to 6.5% in FY26. India has witnessed an extraordinary decade, making significant progress on innovation led by technological advancement. India's telecom market is now the second largest in the world. Our telecom industry is currently valued at $48.61 billion and is expected to reach $76.16 billion by 2029, growing at a CAGR of 9.4% during the forecast period of 2024 to 2029. India's digital public infrastructure is testimony to its technological progress, and we are well poised to become a global leader in information and communication technology and becoming a global digital powerhouse. The ongoing digital revolution and investments in building a robust 5G network make us optimistic about significant upswing in the demand for fiberization, both in India and globally. This heightened demand is further fueled by increased government focus on fiberization, including BharatNet project, the expansion of fiber-to-home networks, the proliferation of data centers, widespread adoption of cloud computing, the rise of Internet of Things, investment in 5G CapEx, and the continuous improvement of telecom infrastructure in key global markets, that is, India, United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Middle East, and other nations. From being an importer of telecom technology, India has taken a significant step and leap in developing technologies indigenously. KPMG estimates that three technologies, 5G, 6G, satellite communication, and semiconductors, collectively will add $240 billion to the Indian economy in the next 5 years and add 1.6% to India's GDP by financial year 2028. Government initiatives like BharatNet, implementation of fiber-to-home, PLI scheme, and growing demand for high-speed 5G connectivity will further foster indigenous manufacturing, as a result of which India is fast becoming an attractive global investment and manufacturing destination. As our company aggressively moves towards a product-centric approach, we embark on a transformative journey aimed at amplifying our global footprint and solidifying our position as an industry leader. With a strategic shift away from project-centric endeavors, we are proud to unveil an array of innovative telecom products tailored to meet the diverse needs of both domestic and international markets. This strategic evolution underscores our unwavering commitment to product excellence and customer satisfaction, indicating a new era of sustainable growth and expansion. By harnessing cutting-edge technology and leveraging our deep-rooted industry expertise, we are poised to captivate global audiences with solutions that transcend geographical boundaries and redefine the benchmarks of excellence. Embracing an export-focused strategy, we are primed to unlock untapped opportunities, forge strategic partnerships, and establish a formidable presence in key markets worldwide. Fueled by sharp focus on innovation, HFCL unveiled a comprehensive suite of next-gen tech connectivity and 5G backhauling products like fixed wireless access equipment, MPLS routers, point-to-point unlicensed band radios, and unified cloud network management systems during the India Mobile Congress 2023 for both India and international markets. We also launched 1,728 high-fiber intermittently bonded ribbon cable, promising high-speed data transmission, expansion of FTTH connectivity, and addressing the demand of hyperscale data centers in India Mobile Congress. As per Andrew Binswanger, 45 new data centers covering 13 million square feet are expected to come up in India by the end of 2025. HFCL is well positioned to capture the growing impetus from data centers with the launch of its 728 high fiber IBR cable. Besides launching our telecom and communication products in Q3, HFCL is poised to transform its impact in the defense sector as well. HFCL, through its 90% owned subsidiary, Radar Private Limited, R&D enterprise specializing in cutting-edge radars and RF solutions, has designed a range of surveillance radars catered to meet diverse operational needs. These radars employ frequency-modulated continuous wave technology, offering numerous advantages over other radar technologies, which includes high accuracy, low power consumption, light weight, and resistance to interference. HFCL is also actively engaged in the development of state-of-the-art drone detection radar, poised to be an important component of modern drone detection system. HFCL's ongoing cutting-edge research and development initiatives extend to a diverse range of radar technologies. This includes Doppler weather radars, threat emulators, LTE-based passive radars, fog and foliage penetration radars, coastal surveillance radars, avalanche detection radars, altimeters, and more. HFCL received an advance purchase order aggregating to ₹1,127 crores to transform the optical transport network infrastructure across BSNL's pan-India network. Within the dynamic landscape of India's technological revolution, HFCL stands unequivocally at the forefront of innovation and progress. The order aimed at revolutionizing BSNL's optical transport network is a testament of our unwavering commitment to advancing the nation's technology prowess. Our comprehensive network upgrade will not only address the heightened demand of enterprise and FTTH and broadband services, but strategically positions BSNL for the seamless launch of 4G services and the anticipation of 5G services. Another very significant achievement is the receipt of ₹623 crore order during the current quarter from a leading telecom service provider for 5G telecom networking equipment. This is the first such large order for 5G networking equipment placed on any Indian company by any telecom service provider. This strategic win is a testament to HFCL's vision of designing and manufacturing high technology telecom equipment in India. The newly secured purchase order underscores HFCL's commitment to providing cutting-edge solutions tailored to the unique needs of telecom landscapes. Moreover, with enormous export market potential, these indigenously developed products are in line with the country's Make in India for a Global Stage vision. HFCL, with its strategy, is rightly positioned to not only bolster revenue, but also enhance profitability, leading to increased returns for the shareholders. In recognition of our superior quality products, HFCL has secured product orders exceeding Rs. 1700 crores from its customers in the last few months. With these new orders, the current order book of the company as on 31st December 2023 stands at Rs. 7678 crores. Moreover, HTL Limited, a subsidiary of the company, has secured an order from a defense PSU for supply of fiber optic expanded beam plug cable assembly. This assembly is utilized for the 3D central acquisition radar, a medium-range, high-resolution surveillance radar designed to detect and simultaneously track multiple targets in hostile environments. HTL has already established itself as a go-to wiring harness supplier for a leading OEM, which is the largest supplier of logistical vehicles to the Indian Army. HTL's wire harness is all set to deploy in the popular high-mobility and specialized truck vehicles of the OEM that cater to the diverse needs of personnel and logistics across the armed forces. HTL also secured an order from one of India's leading vehicle manufacturers for wire harnesses. The order encompasses 1,282 BS6 diesel buses intended for significant transport needs. Our Hyderabad optical fiber plant clinched the silver certificate of merit for manufacturing excellence in Frost and Sullivan's Indian Manufacturing Awards of 2023, alongside a certificate of appreciation for good practices in digital systems at its second FICCI Industry 4.0 award ceremony. The automotive team at HTL won the Gold Award at Quality Circle Forum of India in the 9th Convention of Quality Concepts held recently. Our recent order wins are clearly a testament that our strategy of moving from projects to margin-accretive products, launching new products, reaching out to new customers and new geographies is paying off well and will bolster our position even further in 2024. Expansion of optical fiber manufacturing facility capacities is progressing well and shall be operational as planned. In addition, the company is also in process of expanding its optical fiber cable production capacity from 25 million kilometers to 35 million fiber kilometers. This expansion may also lead to significant increase in revenue and profitability. The capacity will be added in a phased manner with the completion of targeted by FY 24-25. Let me now brief you on the key performance metrics of quarter 3 of financial year 24. Revenue of Q3 FY24 stood at Rs. 1032.31 crores as compared to 1111.49 crores in quarter 2 of FY24 and 1085 crores in quarter 3 of FY23. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 163.45 crores as compared to 149.77 crores in quarter 2 of FY24 and Rs. 193.33 crores in quarter 3 of FY23. EBITDA margin stands at 15.83% for quarter 3 of FY24 as compared to 13.47% for quarter 2 of FY24 and it stood at 17.8% in quarter 3 of FY23. Profit after tax for quarter 3 of financial year 24 stands at 82.43 crores as compared to 70.17 crores in quarter 2 and Rs. 101.62 crores in quarter 3 of FY23. Tax margin stands at 7.99% in quarter 3 as compared to 6.31% in quarter 2 and 9.36% in quarter 3 of FY23. Segment revenue for telecom products during the quarter ended stood at 363.83 crores. That is 35.24% of quarter 3 of FY24 revenue, as compared to ₹473 crores in quarter 2 of FY24, which are 42.63% of the revenue. During this quarter, our product revenue declined quarter on quarter basis and year on year basis due to the continued softening of demand of optical fiber cable. This temporary decline is in line with the worldwide trend seen in the last quarter, and it can be attributed to inventory buildup with major operators, resulting in overall reduction in revenue in absolute terms as well as lower sales realization per kilometer of fiber. Revenue of all major manufacturers of optical fiber cable has declined worldwide. We are optimistic that demand will be restored from next quarter onwards in both India and key global markets. Furthermore, we are confident that our continued efforts in designing and developing innovative and robust optical fiber cables for international markets, along with the introduction of new 5G telecom networking equipment, will further yield results in coming quarters. These efforts are expected to provide impetus to both revenue growth and profitability, along with potential to increase our margins. To conclude, 2024 is poised to be a transformative year for HFCL. We can confidently affirm that our strategic focus on new products, global expansion, focus on building both capacities and capabilities, backward and horizontal integration, has begun to yield positive results. Our commitment to strengthening market share and technology leadership positions remains steadfast as we continue to invest in innovation for both cost and performance benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for your keen participation. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. My first question regarding 5G capex side. One of the Indian telco talked about 5G capex is peaked out in this year. And the global level also, 5G capex are coming down. Like what's your view and overall demand environment on 5G? This is my first question.
So let me answer the first question. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Balasubramanian. You know, 5G, you know, when you said CapEx has peaked out, it has to be seen with respect to the applications. 5G networks will again start growing. It's the initial stage the 5G networks have been put on. Now the 5G networks will grow as the new applications come in. But we find that, you know, one of the new applications which has come is a fixed wireless access instead of mobility. So which has started increasing in the CapEx in that area. So as the applications for 5G grow related to IoT and other areas, medical, education, Industry 4.0, you'll find that 5G networks will again get expanded. Expansion will again take place. So the mobility is not the only thing which will drive 5G growth. It will be the applications which will drive the 5G growth. So you find that new applications coming, the growth cycle will restart in the 5G. It's a temporary decrease, not a kind of a decrease on a permanent basis. Once the applications come in, it will start increasing again.
Okay, sir. So as per our channel checks indicated, like there's still the majority of the inventories are with global telcos and distributor levels. Are they getting repetitive orders and new orders from the telcos levels? And what's your view on this inventory issue, when the things are expected to short out?
I think you are talking about fiber optic cable. Though you did not mention, but I understand from your question, you are talking about fiber optic cable. Now,
yes, sir.
It is true that there has been an inventory built up with the telcos as well as distributors. As a result of which, you would find sale of fiber optic cable has slowed down, which I said in my opening remark also. Not only us, but worldwide. What had happened a year ago, in US market, for example, delivery of fiber optic cable had become 7 to 10 months. As a result of which, telcos around the world, you know, and that was the situation in many other places. Telcos around the world had bought lot of cable, anticipating that demand would be so high that cable availability would be low. So they amassed a lot of stock. So was the situation with distributors. But as it happened, Chinese demand was less than what was expected, and as a result of which, there was inventory built up in China, which was going into the market worldwide. So that, including then inventory accumulated with the operators, led to a lull in the temporary lull in this demand. So we expect, you know, in US market it started looking up again. European market we believe would start looking up again in next one or two quarters. US market, particularly with the government funding which is being done to access the inaccessible areas of fiber, is going to pick up very significantly in next couple of quarters. So you are right, there is inventory buildup, there is a lull in demand, and that you would find in our result also that fiber optic cable sales has gone down drastically in the current quarter and in the last quarter also. But this is all expected to again come back to the normal levels in next couple of quarters.
Got it, sir. Sir, right now we are in the progress of new products on 5G. Like right now, you mentioned about new applications are coming up. Like when the benefits are expected to realize on this new product side?
Look, you know, we have already started realizing those benefits. As I said again in my opening remarks, that an order of 623 crores has been received for you know, 5G networking product by HFCL. Now, let me tell you, which I said in my opening remark also, that we are the first Indian company to receive such a large order for 5G equipment, for indigenously designed product. First Indian company to receive such a large order for indigenously designed 5G product. Nobody else has done so. So this speaks itself of our, you know, initiative which we took to design equipment in India, keeping in view of our Make in India initiative of government. And today we are able to receive 5G orders for large quantity. And not only this, we will be exporting these products to different countries also, as we are doing in fiber optic cable. So we have done 5G fixed wireless access equipment, other networking equipment, routers for example, which are used in 4G and 5G both. But specifically the routers which we have designed are going to be used in large quantity in BharatNet, which government has already announced, and a draft RFP has been floated for industry consultation, and we expect the final tender would come out in next 2 to 3 weeks time, and which would also see a large demand of fiber optic cables as well as routers. There is going to be a demand of about 6 lakhs kilometers of cable, fiber optic cable, equivalent to about 20 million fiber kilometer equivalent cable, and about 160,000 or so routers. You know, all these are very large opportunities for HFCL, because these are indigenously designed products, indigenous products, and we will be more cost competitive. So not only in India, but we are going to export these products also in the coming financial year. So benefit of these products which are designed have started accruing, and number of large orders are further expected for this indigenously designed products. And I'm sure that export also would be a good market opportunity for HFCL.
Got it, sir. Sir, my last question regarding on the telecom product side. So last two quarters, we have reported single digit margins. I just want to understand the lower performance because of volume driven or price relation driven. and I just want to understand about OF and OFC side realization in this quarter.
Look, you know, basically the decrease in margin has been the lower sales of optical fiber cable. Because lower sale of optical fiber cable has resulted in higher cost because the fixed costs are still remaining same. So it has been driven down by the lower sale of optical fiber cable. As the sales picks up, you know, the margin will pick up once again. And moreover, you know, for the new products which you build in, you know, 5G products and all that, their margin is reasonably good and it is expected to remain reasonably good.
Okay, sir. So on the realization side, sir, OF and OFC side, like what are the current realization in Q3? How much it changed compared to last quarter?
You know, realization in fiber optic cable, if you look at the fiber, you know, the realization roughly, you know, I would say has come down by some percentages. It has come down. Practically, if you see, the per fiber kilometer realization has come down roughly almost about 20%. What used to be in Q2 about 1200 rupees per fiber kilometer has come down to about 1000 some rupees per kilometer. So about 15 to 20% decrease in the realization per kilometer is there. But that kind of some decline is there in the raw material cost also, particularly in case of fiber.
Got it, sir. And on that OF side, sir, optical fiber side?
Optical fiber, again, as I said, you know, the prices have come down. What used to be the prices of something like 350 to 380 rupees per kilometer has come down to something like 250 to 260 rupees per kilometer.
Got it, sir. Should I ask one more question, sir, or should I come back?
I think you should give chance to others.
Yeah, fine, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh Sinha from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. My question is regarding BharatNet 3. Now, government has actually the cabinet has approved around rupees 1.5 trillion for BharatNet 3 project. So, are there opportunities for HFCL in areas other than optical fiber and optical fiber cable? Means, are there other products that HFCL can supply, and what can be the overall opportunity size for this? And what are the margins that we can expect from BharatNet 3 projects? And I will ask later the other question.
Yeah, Mr. Sinha, thanks a lot for your good question. You know, BharatNet is a large opportunity for everybody, all telecom players involved. It's about 1.4 lakh crores, out of which, but let me be clear, out of which roughly about somewhere 40,000 to 50,000 crore would be capex. Rest would be OPEX, you know, which would be incurred over 10 years. So it is going to be a turnkey contract, whoever wins. There are 16 different tenders they have carved out, and it will be 16 different tenders. And, you know, maximum 4 would be given to one company, not more than that. And it is divided in CAPEX as well as OPEX, as I just mentioned. Now, a company like HFCL, where are the opportunities? Let me limit ourselves to CAPEX. One, you know, if we do EPC projects as we have been doing, till now the payment conditions are not 100% clear. Because the current payment conditions are a little bit onerous on the vendors, in a sense that, you know, part of the payment would be received much later with the overall project execution. So all the vendors have represented that the payment condition need to be improved. So whatever draft tender has come, that is undergoing some changes, and we would see the final tender coming up in next 2 to 3 weeks time. So we'll know the payment situation then. So imagining that payment situation will improve, which I am pretty confident of, then is the opportunity. Maybe we don't want to go for a very large scale opportunity for EPC projects, but yes, there are EPC opportunities because we are trying to transform our company, product company, from an EPC company, more of an EPC driven projects. We are making our company, not only trying, we have successfully done so, to a product led company. So one opportunity is there in the EPC business. Second opportunity is there, if you win EPC business, then there is a continuous revenue on every year basis. for O&M, operation and maintenance, there will be annuity revenue coming up for 10 years. Now, but the good opportunity is in the equipment side also and the fiber optic cable side also. As I said, there is a demand of 6 lakh kilometer of fiber optic cable in this tender for 3 years. This implementation period is 3 years. So every year there is a requirement of about 2 lakh kilometer of fiber optic cable. So that's a good opportunity for us. Number two, then there is opportunity for selling fiber also. Because let us say somebody else wins a fiber optic cable from some other EPC player. If he needs fiber, because there are not many people who manufacture fiber in India, we'll be able to supply them fiber. Then routers. Routers is a significant part of the equipment. Significant part of the equipment. Rather, the I think most significant part of the equipment required. And routers are required about 160,000 plus in the quantity. Let me tell you, we have designed our own routers. We are now one of the two companies who have got indigenously designed routers required by BharatNet. Indigenously designed routers. Only one of the two companies, we and Tejas, which is Tata owned company, they have routers and we have routers. So I think we enjoy a significant cost advantage over our multinational friends on account of our local production. And as a result of which, we should be able to have a good opportunity for selling routers also. So fiber, fiber optic cable, routers, some of the other optical equipment, we have a good opportunity coming up in front of us. And I think BharatNet should be a very significant opportunity, not only for HFCL, but all indigenous vendors who manufacture in India, where HFCL has got a significant presence. Fiber, fiber optic cable, routers, other optical equipment. And then if you go to the next phase of BharatNet, which is going to be implemented not by government, but which is going to be implemented by private enterprises for giving connectivity to the houses. The government is taking the network to the panchayat building or whatever. From there on, it would be the private enterprises which should be giving connectivity. They may be using Wi-Fi, they may be using optical ONTs. Again, those are the areas where HFCL is present, and those will also present significant market opportunity to HFCL.
Thank you, sir, for the detailed answer. My last question is regarding the PLI benefit. So how much of the product of HFCL is actually eligible for PLI benefit? Is it only the optical fiber and cable or the other products also? And when is the first year from which this actually PLI benefit will start coming from?
PLI benefit is not available on fiber optic cable. It is available on telecom equipment. And we will start receiving this one this coming of financial year 24.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Pranay Gandhi from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So firstly, I would like to express my gratitude to the management, including you, Mr. Jain and Mr. Agarwal, for accommodating our request to connect with the management on one-on-one basis in the last con call. The proactive outreach from Mr. Amit after the last conference call reflects positively on the management, and it has really helped us understand the company prospects in a better way. So thank you so much. Now, turning to my questions, I would appreciate if you could provide more details on the recent order from 5G telecom equipment secured from a domestic telecom operator. Could you elaborate on the nature of the products that the company will be supplying? And considering the fact that the 600 crore order is already on hand, are there any upward revision to the projected revenue of 1,000 crores from the segment in FY25?
Look, you know, equipment is 5G networking equipment for subscriber access. So wireless equipment for subscriber access. So that's the equipment, you know, because there are certain non-disclosure agreements, so I cannot go in more detail, but it is a subscriber access equipment on wireless for broadband on 5G. And this is a 623 crore order, which has to be supplied within the next financial year or as soon as possible if we can do it early. If we do it early, we can certainly expect more orders from our customers. And this is the demand from one customer. But we would be going ahead to sell this to other customers also in India and abroad both. Because this equipment has very significant demand opportunities worldwide. Because fixed wireless access, as a broadband access, has come up as a significant use case for 5G networks. So we can definitely look forward for more revenue from this equipment in the next financial year. Now coming to 1,000 crores or so, whatever numbers are using, I think indigenously developed equipment, we should be able to do quite more than 1,000 crores, which we might have projected earlier, but it should be quite more than that, because we are expecting more orders of reasonable size in coming weeks. We are expecting more orders, including from BSNL, including from private operators. So I expect it, you know, I have no doubt that it would be significantly more than 1,000 crores.
Okay. And so these orders would be for telecom equipment itself and not for the projects, right?
No, this would be telecom equipment itself. I'm not talking about projects. Project is different. This is telecom equipment itself. You know, because why I'm saying so? You know, one, this 623 crores is already there. Some large orders are in pipeline, which I should be able to receive very, very soon. Very, very soon. Then, as I said a little while ago, BharatNet is coming up. You know, BharatNet has got huge demand opportunity for routers, which are, again, we have indigenously designed them, which is a very major thing. You know, we are only one of the two companies who have designed routers in India. We and the other is the Tata TCS company, Tejas. There's nobody else. All others are, international, multinational companies. So there's a significant demand opportunity there. Then, you know, we have a significant demand opportunity for unlicensed band radios, which are being used for enterprise connectivity, but not only that, for backhaul of the traffic of the 4G networks. So that is also a good demand opportunity. In fact, BSNL came out with a large tender for that, about rupees 200 crores for 5G, this backhaul for the unlicensed band radio, and we have been L1 in that, so we expect that we should receive order for that also. So, these are all equipment orders which I am talking about and which I am saying that we should definitely cross 1,000 crores without iota of doubt.
Perfect, sir. So just an add-on to this, I believe previously you had mentioned that regarding the UBR equipment, you had received a very strong feedback from one of the international companies. So is there any progress, I mean, in terms of it getting converted to orders?
We are talking to quite a few companies. I would not name them, but we are talking to quite a few companies internationally and locally also. Locally, we have deployed a huge quantity of UVRs. We have been lowest in a large tender of BSNL also. And likewise, we are talking to a number of international companies also, where I believe we will be receiving reasonably sized orders sometime in the near future.
Okay, perfect, sir. So my second question pertains to the defense side of the business. Previously, you had mentioned electro-optics that we had participated in one tender and there was an upcoming tender. So if you could give a brief on that. And same goes for ammunition fuses. I believe the company had approached Indian Army for trials. Any update on that? And lastly, the SDR, which was still under development and was scheduled to be completed by mid of this year. So if you could just shed some light on all these three aspects.
I will go through all the defense products which we are doing. Some are under development, some are being tried in Army. Coming to one of the projects which is recently we have participated is upgradation of BMP-2 armored fighting vehicle, where fire control system and optical sights are to be upgraded. We have successfully gone through UTRR, which is user trial readiness, something like that they call it. And now we wait for the RFP to come, where we will be participating. On SDR, which is already under development, as I told you. On the other hand, the radars, which is a recent development, you know, where we have already gone through development cycle of some of the radars and others are under development. So we expect this year to receive reasonably good quantum of orders for the radars also. On the fuse side, we have not been lucky so far. We have asked for a retrial by Indian Army, which I think expected to happen in next 2 to 3 months time. After we go through those trials, then would be the question of orders will come. Till now, we have no orders for fuses, but yes, this is a consumable item. It's a consumable item, and it's a continuous demand for fuses. So I'm sure that once we pass through these trials, in next few months' time, there should be demand coming up for fuses also. So again, since all these defense orders take a lot of time, we have not included in our projections, even for 24-25, any order from the defense. You know, when we do AOP, we have not included anything, but we still expect products like radars, products like electro-optic sites should give us some revenue. On optical side, yes, we have some products under development. One of the tenders we participated, there has been, we have been a bit unlucky, unreasonably unlucky. We could not get that order. But yes, nevertheless, our site has proven very successful. So we should be able to get more orders in future. So as I said, this year we have not included in our projection any order for defense, but we are very bullish about it. Particularly this BMP-2 upgradation, for this electro-optics products, then radars, we are quite bullish about that they should fetch us good results in the next financial year. But yes, results will start coming in 24-25 also.
Okay, perfect. So thank you so much for the opportunity and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Mehta from M Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, my first question was, whatever new products on the 5G front that we are developing at Rediff, the R&D expenses, are they deducted on the P&L or how do we capitalize them?
No, Rediff, we are not doing any 5G product. Rediff, we are developing radars. There is no 5G product in Rediff. So nothing is being developed as a... nothing is being developed as a 5G product in Rediff.
Okay, so whatever R&D expenditure we incur at Rediff for the radar.
Please repeat it. I could not follow you.
Any of the 5G R&D that we do and indigenous products that we develop, is that being capitalized on the P&L?
Yes, it is being capitalized and they are being amortized over a period of time.
Okay. Sir, my second question is, whatever products that we have developed, we will need approvals for those 5G products, even if we are exporting globally. Will we need a blanket approval or we will need an approval from each country for making it to the P&L?
Now, look, you know, any operator which buys any telecom product goes through its own approval cycle. There are some countries where there are, you know, agencies which approve the products omnibus basis for all the operators. But most of the places, operators have their own testing facilities and they go through their own approval cycle, that whether the product suits to their requirement or not. So there's no such global approval that if you get it approved from one source, then it is approved for everybody. It doesn't happen that way. It is more of a, individual operators approval. Like India, for example, BSNL has got its own approval TEC. Jio has got its own approval. You know, their own lab is there where they approve the product. So is Airtel. So is Voda Idea. So every operator goes through its approval cycle where it includes lab testing as well as field trials, which is very normal.
Okay. So do we think that will happen in this financial year and we'll see some contribution from those 5G products in the financial year, 24-25?
Oh, yes. The 622 crores order has been received after approval only.
More on that we are looking to receive in the next.
We are looking for more such orders. There are I think two, three places trials are already going on.
So they're domestic or they're export orders?
Both. No, this 623 crore is the domestic.
Domestic, yes.
Others I am talking about are domestic as well as international.
Okay. So my last question is on the front of contribution from projects and contribution from products. As the line has been, we have been going more on the product. 70-30 was the contribution that we were looking at. But if you look at contribution for this quarter, it has been tweaked on the other way. So more from the project side and less from the product side. Apart from the fall in prices of OFC, what has gone wrong for the product side?
No, there's nothing gone wrong. It is because of the lower sales of OFC. As I said, optical fiber cable sale has gone down significantly. It has gone down significantly in the last quarter and the current quarter. As a result of which product-led revenue has gone down. If you look at same quarter last year,
yeah,
was 693 crores.
Yes. Yes.
In the current quarter, it is 364 crores.
Yes.
So you know, with this kind of a numbers, you know what is? Just let me correct these numbers. Little wrong. Just hold on a second. Total. Yeah, this is more or less the same percent. There would be some small difference would be there, but more or less, you know, OFC sale, yes, these are the right numbers. Last quarter it was December quarter of the last financial year it was 625 crores. This year it has been 295 crores. It is less than half. So this is what is getting reflected in this ratio which has changed. And as I said, the ratio will further improve again once the demand of optical fiber cable improves, and also with this large orders we have received for products this current quarter, you know, which is about 2000 crores, which is about 1800 crores. This will also improve the ratio of products into the overall revenue, because 1800 crores orders for products is a very significant number, and also the fiber optic cable demand is expected to improve. So our overall strategy for becoming a product-led company is very, very successful. Very, very successful. There is a, you know, we can't compare it, take it on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Quarter-to-quarter ups and downs may happen. But the overall basis, we are going very smoothly on that strategy. If you just exclude the optical fiber cable for temporary lull in the demand, you see in this quarter, you have received orders for 1,800 crores for the products alone. 1,800 crores for the products, which is a very, very significant thing, which includes 623 crores and little bit more other for other products you have received orders in their quarter. For indigenously designed products, so our strategy is very successful, and I am pretty sure that with this strategy, company's return ratios will improve significantly in coming future.
Okay. Sir, are we doing any capex for these products, new products to be developed? Last time, I think we had said that we are doing a little south of 100 crores, we are doing capex for developing these products.
Yes. You know, there are two kinds of capex. One is R&D. One is setting up of the facility for manufacture of products. So we are doing both. R&D is happening, which would be a continuous process in the company, and also there would be expense of about 80 to 100 crores on setting up the facility for manufacturing of the products, so as to we can take start taking benefit of PLI from the next financial year.
And this will be for all the products put together, right? And we don't need to go for 100
crores. Yes, yes, yes. You're right. Absolutely.
Okay. So it is across products. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And I expect the OFC cycle to improve a couple of quarters from now.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Nataji, and thank you for this opportunity. So you can hear me?
Kapoor sir, waiting kar raha tha main to aapka.
Dhanyawad sir. Sir, if out of this order book of 7678 for Q3 ending FY24, 2051 is towards the operation and maintenance. So when this ये 2051 करोड़ कब execute मने system में आएगा, and out of this balance amount, how much is towards the OFC, especially about are we exporting optic fiber cables also, sir? If you could give that number.
Yeah, you know, this order of what you mentioned about this O&M, this is for next seven years. Optical fiber cable we are exporting, no doubt. Last year we had a good year of export, you know, about 800 crores. This year worldwide demand has slowed down, the export would also go down. But yes, we keep on receiving continuous order for exports. These are not major orders at one point of time. Orders keep on coming and we keep on supplying. We had expected to cross 1,000 crores in this current financial year, but with this downturn in demand all over the world, of course, we are going to be falling short of our estimations by a large number. But as I said, from next year onwards, it is expected to become better in the next two quarters and we will further improve.
Sir, as you just explained in the earlier reply, that both OF and the OFC prices have corrected by 20%, correct me there. And then also the demand is down. So where have the things gone wrong? One is it? I think so. One of the key players did mention about the demand fall from the US in the US market. Fall in the US market has resulted in this percolating to the domestic Indian market. So do you think only at when the demand from the from US and Europe improve, then only our domestic OF and the OFC market will improve, or the when the BharatNet comes into foray, that is the time when things will start looking up, sir? If you look at our operational numbers, sir, if we barring this other income component, we have done sir, the numbers are not up to the mark. Mm-hmm. If we exclude the other income part.
Sir Kapoor, let me explain you. Demand of fiber optic cable for Indian companies, when I say improvement, will come from two, three different areas. If you look at domestic, BharatNet is going to play a major role because that's a 6 lakhs kilometer of fiber optic cable, which is a large quantum, and we should translate it into more than 20 million kilometers of fiber. So which is a large quantum, that is one. Second, US demand is going to go up significantly in the next financial year. I tell you why. The US government has announced a large subsidy for serving unserved or less served, low served areas by fiber optic cable to ensure people are able to have a seamless broadband connectivity from their homes and offices. Total subsidy for the last mile, only for the last mile, announced is about $61 billion. $61 billion. And state-wise division has also been announced. Disbursement of that subsidy is expected to start from middle of this financial year. Current calendar year. So once that subsidy disbursement picks up, the demand of fiber optic cable would increase significantly because this is for giving broadband connectivity over fiber. So US demand will start happening in next couple of quarters itself with this BEAD and BABA and all those names are there, broadband subsidy, the US government has announced. Similarly, when, as I said a little while ago, the stocks with the distributors and operators go down, as was there in a case in the beginning of the year, demand for Europe will also pick up. Demand will pick up not only because of BharatNet, it is demand from US, demand for Europe, all these places, either they will pick up from the next another couple of quarters or maybe quarter more, depending upon country to country, place to place. But demand is certainly going to pick up in fiber optic cable in the next financial year itself.
Right, sir. So just to conclude on this point, sir, then it is only the OF prices that has corrected, led to the lowering of realization? Means fresh capacity in OF has been added, or the lower utilization levels for OFC worldwide has led to this decline, sir?
This is both factors. One, the prices have come down. Second, the utilization has also gone down. That is why this revenue reduction of roughly about 50% is there. Some extent, prices have gone down 15% or so. Rest is the less demand at this point of time, which, as I said again, next couple of quarters, we are pretty sure would start improving.
Okay. So one more question I would like to ask is about the
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? As there are several parties.
Opportunity dijiyega, sir. Haji.
Yes, sir.
Hello, the next question, please.
The next question is from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Manure. Please go ahead.
Sir, going forward, what will be our product component, the mix, how the percentage mix will change and from when? And second, the margins in telecom products are more than the optic cables and fibers?
No, look, market for telecom equipment is not only optical fiber cable, but it is for is telecom equipment also. You know, we have large orders for telecom equipment, you know, and which are indigenously designed telecom equipment also. Because,
okay,
as I said, 1,800 crores orders we have already received in the last quarter for equipment. You know,
okay,
I would again like to re-emphasize that we are becoming a product-led company.
Okay.
This quarter was a particular aberration quarter because of a lower demand of fiber optic cable, but which is settled very quickly. But on the equipment side also, we are doing significant amount of work, and I think I can say with lot of pride that your company has received largest 5G orders which any Indian company has received till now, 623 crores. Nobody else has received till now, which itself speaks of the kind of development we are doing. And I am expecting, I don't know the size of the new orders which will be there, but yes, I am expecting more orders to come for the equipment in near future to HFCL. So, if I, you know, my target is to become at least 70-30. 70% product, 30% EPC, or if possible, even reduce that also. Maybe 75-25, something like that. But yes, 70-30, we should definitely be able to reach at least 2/3, 1/3, but we should be able to reach in the next financial year itself.
And when will we start delivering this order, sir?
We should be this, you know, particular order, I am talking about 5G related order. Our target is to start delivering from April end.
In a year's time?
I would try to do it quicker than that. I would try my best to do earlier than that.
And what would be the EBITDA margin in that?
Well, EBITDA margin, you know, I don't want my customer to know my EBITDA margin.
Okay,
then that would be a problem for me.
Okay. But overall, the company's EBITDA margin will go up from here?
EBITDA margin will go up, definitely go up, because of, you know, what has pulled down the EBITDA margin is fiber optic cable reduced sales.
Okay.
Once that increases, EBITDA margin will definitely go up.
Okay. And what is your view on the optic fibers, from when it will improve, sir?
Start improving from the first quarter of the next financial year, but
okay,
significant improvement from the second quarter.
Second quarter, okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, mister.
Yeah. Just wanted to know, what is the capacity utilization in optical fibers out of the 25 million kilometers? And what gives us the confidence for the capacity expansion, which is we're going to do of 35 million kilometers?
So it is, you know, about 50%, even little less than that.
Quarter?
Yeah, this quarter I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, you know, capacity expansion is the right thing to do. If you see when we started capacity expansion, the, you know, market was really booming. You know, we didn't have any free capacity. Our factory was working 24/7, and we were not able to fulfill the demand of customers. So as a result of which we expanded our capacity. But this is a cyclical thing, you know. Every 3-4 years, for some time, demand goes down and then comes up again. You have to see the overall, you know, overall need of the fiber optic cable and then you have to plan capacity, not on the basis of 1 year up or 6 months down. Because if you see, as the need for broadband goes up, as the need for data goes up, as the need for, you know, as the video and kind of application go up, today, you know, Netflix, Amazon Prime, all these OTT applications, you know how fast they have gone up. Now, without fiber optic cable, would you have been able to access Netflix at your home? Would you have been able to watch live television at your home, you know, without having access to fiber optic cable? No, nothing of this would have been possible. This is all becoming possible because of fiber optic cable. So as these applications grow, demand of fiber optic cable is going to keep on growing immensely. So this few months downturn because of certain factors does not mean that it is a downturn forever. It is only a temporary, and which happens every 3-4 years, it happens once. It has happened now, it will come up again. So increase in capacity was, you know, commensurate with this expected demand of increase in the fiber optic cable. And you would find the next couple of quarters, the demand will go up again, and this capacity would, deterioration would again reach to the previous levels.
Since you mentioned that it is cyclical, generally this downturn remains, I mean, in your experience, that this downturn remains for how many quarters?
This is, there is no fixed rule for that. There is no fixed rule for that, you know, that it will remain for how many quarters. Now, this has gone down, but the U.S. demand is going to be there in next couple of quarters. It's going to come up again. Indian demand is going to increase again, maybe next 3 quarters, about 2 to 3 quarters with the BharatNet happening. So, normally 2 to 3 quarters is the number, I would say, the demand slows down and then comes up again.
And what is the risk?
Rule for that. There is no fixed rule for that.
Right. So what is the risk in the US market as well as the Indian market if something like that, what Tesla is developing, a direct satellite internet, what will be the risk to our optical fiber business?
Look, satellite is a
different...
Have we assessed that? Yeah, we have discussed that. We have understood that. You know, satellite is a completely different segment of market. It can never compete with fiber. What bandwidth fiber can provide, satellite can never provide. At least not in the foreseeable future, that satellite would provide that kind of a bandwidth. And number two, handsets are very costly. Service pricing is costly. Satellite would be more used for remote areas where, you know, fiber accessibility is not there, broadband accessibility is not there, telephone accessibility is not there. So those would be the places where satellite would be used. For in terms of bandwidth, satellite would never be able to compete with the fiber optic cable, you know. So it's not a competition, more of a complementary approach.
Okay. And just the last question, that is BharatNet will give more opportunities on product-based, is it a product-based opportunity or a project-based opportunity?
It's both. It's a mixed opportunity.
What ratio?
There are three things. There are three. One is product, another project. And third is operation and maintenance, which is going to be annuity revenue for next 10 years. There are three opportunities in this.
And when we are bidding for BharatNet opportunities, we are going to look at more product-based, or we are going to explore in all three opportunities?
So we are currently working on analyzing all the aspects of the tender. Let the final draft of the tender come out. Then only we will decide how are we going to do about that. Because final tender has not come out. It is the first draft come out for industry consultation. Many suggestions have been given. But once the final number comes out, final shape of the tender comes out, we will decide at that point of time. We are evaluating.
Okay.
But yes, no doubt it's a good opportunity for us.
Okay. And I was just going to the presentation, and it shows that domestic railway opportunities. How many orders have we received as Kavach, and because that has been the buzzword for...
We are not in Kavach. That's
Kavach.
Part of product. We are in telecom systems for railways. So we are working on telecom. Kavach is a signaling product. And
so
our...
How much of the orders we've received is from the railway sectors?
Railway orders should be around 600 some crores. Yeah, it is about 620 crores or something like that.
Okay. I would really appreciate if, you know, if we can divide the order book into how much is railways, how much is telecom, how much is defense and telecom, how much it is for optical fibers, because that will help us to understand, you know, how we are going to go.
I noted your suggestion and we'll publish it in our website, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. And all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen, for attending this earnings call for third quarter of FY24. As I have been saying, that we have got three strategies, you know, more number of products, more customers, more geographies. And we are very successful at that. This quarter, though, you see the results are a bit subdued because of fiber optic cable demand going down, which is a worldwide factor, nothing to us, nothing particular to us. But if you look at the product side of it, we have received orders for 1,700-1,800 crores just for the products alone. And this effort of making company a product-led company is becoming successful and will remain successful, and we will keep on increasing our revenue from products and more so from indigenously designed products, not only for Indian market but from the world market. And that strategy through our R&D is proving to be very successful, and I can assure you that this will improve the not only the revenues but also the return ratios of the company also. And with the demand becoming better for fiber optic cable in near future, I expect this ratio of product to the total revenue will definitely go up, return ratios will improve. So we all, you know, with the growth of Indian economy, which is really growing at a faster pace than even the world market had estimated, and we are growing despite of the world economy going down thanks to the leadership of and the policies of our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's government, I am sure that telecom sector, which is already doing well, will further do better. And companies which are more focused on indigenous development and indigenous manufacturing, like your company, HFCL, will do even better in future. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thanks a lot.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.